Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Report out from the ESRI today on child poverty. It makes the front page of the Irish Times. We were talking yesterday to the Children's Rights Alliance about children in poverty, and the news today is almost 230,000 children are going without basic items and activities for a comfortable life in Ireland. The number of under-18s experiencing material deprivation has risen by 14% since 2022. And that phrase, material deprivation, it's defined as the share of individuals in households unable to afford two or more items from a list of 10 essentials. I don't have the list to hand, but the basics. And material deprivation fell from 11.7% to 9.8% for those aged 65 and over between 2022 and last year. But for young people, for children, it has risen. So older people having more of the basics, younger people, children having less. Oh yeah, here are the essential items. So this is what 230,000 children don't have or can't afford. Two pairs of strong shoes, a warm waterproof coat, new clothes, home heating, or a meal with meat, chicken, fish, or the veg equivalent every second day. So that's what 2024 life is like for some children in Ireland, lacking basic clothing and food. The Irish Daily Mail kind of ties into that story when you talk about children and income. Child benefit is going to increase in the budget. I hadn't realised there hadn't been an increase to child benefit payments in recent years, but the Mail says that the first increase to the child benefit payment in over a decade will be delivered in next month's budget. It's going to go up by a tenner, it looks like. So the current rate is €140 per month per child, but there is going to be an increase. It's been €140 since 2011. Then it was cut to €130 during the recession. So this will be the first hike in the child benefit in 13 years. And as I say, looks like it's going to be a tenner a month. Not a lot of money, but I'm sure parents will take that. The Irish Independent: alleged abusers moved between special schools. More about this scoping report into abuse in schools run by religious orders. Alleged child sex abusers were moved between special schools where they had access to vulnerable and disabled children. What a statement. A distressing report published this week found that of the almost 2,400 allegations of historical abuse, there were particularly high numbers of allegations in special schools. And there's evidence of four alleged abusers moved between special schools, if you don't mind, to continue abusing particularly the most vulnerable children in our society. The Irish Daily Star: the jig is up on the headline there. Junior Cert book said Irish family eat just cabbage and bacon and go to the FLA. Now they've cut this textbook for the SPHE course. So it's all about diversity and inclusion. There's been so much debate about this textbook in recent days. Just incredible, the level of interest in what children are learning in school. The Irish Sun on the front page: thieves snatched my best friend. A devastated dog owner is begging thieves who stole her pet in broad daylight to return her best friend. Cathy Ward's partner was walking their Siberian husky Sky in Dublin city centre on Tuesday when robbers assaulted her partner and then put the dog into a taxi, if you don't mind. She said, "She's my best friend. I did everything with her and I haven't slept." So now you're walking down the street, thieves are coming up, stealing your dog and putting it in a taxi. The headline on the Irish Sun: city gone to the dogs. Now, inside the papers, not a surprise to anyone to hear that in the Irish Times, this summer was as cold and as miserable as many people remember, according to the seasonal summary. Met Éireann says it was the coldest summer since 2015, with an average daytime temperature of just 14.5 degrees. I don't want to depress anyone. We know the weather was bad. Coldest summer in 9 years, and lashing rain this morning when I left Nice. So September, not that much better either. The boom is back, we're told, in the Mail, though, because a South Dublin home is hitting the market for 20 million euro. It's believed to be the heftiest house price in Dublin since the Celtic Tiger era. I think back in the day, there was a home sold on one of those posh roads like Aylesbury Road or Shrewsbury Road for about 50 million euro. Well, now we're back to multi-millions. So this home is called Killead House. It's on the corner of Shrewsbury and Aylesbury Roads in D4. And it comes complete with manicured lawns, electric gates, gravel driveway, and for your 20 million, you also get a free four-bed house, which is called The Grove. That's included in the sale. So the main house and then this four-bed that you just throw in the garden. If you want to buy that, it's going to be 20 million euro. And if you're interested in buying it, you can contact Lisney Sotheby's International Realty in Ballsbridge if you'd like to put in a bid for that. House price is just going mad. 20 million there for Aylesbury Road. I know of someone, not related to me, but I do know of them, who's just bought a house in Donnybrook, a three-bed mid-terrace for just under 2 million euros. That's where we are. At the moment, Times of London is looking at the Pope, and we're told that the Pope has an issue with childless dog people. So we know that JD Vance, Trump's running mate, has an issue with childless cat ladies. Well, now the Pope has reignited his quarrel with childless pet owners because he's praised couples who have five children and criticised those who only have dogs. The Pope is in Indonesia. He's doing a four-nation tour of Southeast Asia, and he said to the people in Indonesia, "In your country, people have three, four or five children. That's an example for every country. While some prefer to only have a cat or a little dog, this can't go well." Not for the first time the Pope has hit out. Last year, he recalled how a woman had asked him to bless her dog, and he says, "I lost my patience and scolded her, saying, 'Many children are hungry and you bring me a dog.'" So the Pope wants more children. Although he does acknowledge children are going hungry, he says that you should have more children anyway, and he's criticising the childless dog lovers. If you're planning on going to Italy, staying with Rome and the Vatican, in the Telegraph, authorities in Rome may start charging for entrance to the Trevi Fountain. Now, that is one of the top tourist attractions in Rome, one of the most popular attractions, and in it's the latest effort to thin the crowds and stop the nuisance they cause. So if you haven't seen the Trevi Fountain before, well, go quickly and see it, because there could be a charge. The council there looking at ways of introducing an entrance fee. Of course, Venice introduced a £5 fee earlier this year. Final story, if you want to feel old, is the Songs of the Summer. This is in the Telegraph. The song of the summer was Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. That's according to the official charts company. It's published the top 40 songs of the summer. I'll just run you through the top 10, and I certainly feel old because I haven't heard a half of these. So number one is Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter. She's also number two. This is Barry Keoghan's on-off girlfriend. Her second song in the top 10 is Please, Please, Please. Then we have A Bar Song in third by Shaboozy. Then we have Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, Too Sweet by Ireland's Hozier, Houdini, Eminem, Stargazing, Miles Smith, Beautiful Things, Benson Boone. In ninth is Good Luck Babe, Chappelle Roan. And in tenth, it's I Had Some Help by Post Malone and Morgan Wallen, which I think is some sort of country song, maybe. Anyway, they're the top 10 songs of the summer.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.